fuel your drive. Rehydrate, recharge, and reclaim your day. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movies. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your selfies, sorted. Your football, live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibe. Your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. Agriculture Ministry attributes decline in export earnings to reduced crop production. ZLA urges government to consider economic hardships before repossessing land. China and India pledge to be partners, not rivals.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. The Minister of Agriculture has attributed the drop in agriculture export earnings from 2.5 billion kwacha to 1.9 billion kwacha to a reduction in crop yields this year. And according to the Zambia Statistics Agency, the country's agriculture export earnings fell from 2.5 billion kwacha last month in July to 1.9 billion in August 2025. Nicholas Mainza, the Director for Agriculture Business and Marketing in the Ministry of Agriculture, explained that the decline in export is linked to a reduction in the production of key crops such as wheat and soybeans, which are major export commodities. As a result, Zambia has lost out on potential foreign exchange earnings. Dr. Mainza further highlighted that Zambia has had to import more agricultural produce to meet domestic demand due to a shorter supply of these essential commodities. However, Dr. Mainza remains hopeful that the situation will improve if crop production sees a boost in the coming seasons. He reiterated the government's commitment to increasing agriculture export earnings and strengthening the sector's contribution to the country's economic growth.
I don't want to say last year, because I can just say last season. Okay, but agriculture season starts from 1 year in, lasting all the way into the other year. So let's refer to last season's rainfall season or rainfall pattern. So the rainfall pattern as well as the rainfall distribution was extremely poor. No wonder we had a serious drought in the southern part of our country. And this one, and this drought escalated into the southern region of the continent, which is Africa. You know, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, South Africa were affected by this drought. So, and for countries like Zambia, which depends largely on agriculture and mining. So drought adversely affects the other one, which is agriculture.
The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia has called for effective implementation of revised energy sector policies to promote stability and growth. OMCAZ President Dr. Kafula Mubanga noted that while the government has introduced several policy changes in the electricity and petroleum subsectors, their success will depend on proper execution. He stressed that these reforms should significantly boost Zambia's energy sector if properly implemented. Dr. Mubanga emphasized the importance of government commitment, noting that lack of political will has historically hindered the progress in the energy sector. He urged authorities to ensure that policy changes such as the directive to allocate 50% of petroleum transportation to contractors to local suppliers are enforced to support local businesses and improve efficiency. He further noted that strengthening the energy sector is critical to enhancing economic productivity and reducing dependency on external suppliers.
In strides to address the issue of last month of mouth user of the pipeline. Yes, I think before now there was lack of political will to have this addressed, but I think we've been seeing that government is sitting down with various stakeholders and suppliers, re-engaging on how best they could participate in the use of the pipeline. And also, you need to know that almost 30% of the national grid does not come through the pipeline, it's coming through roads. And so government has kind of enhanced that undertaking.
The Zambia Land Alliance has urged the government to take into account the current economic hardships facing citizens before proceeding with the reposition of land under the resettlement program in the office of the vice president. The government has threatened to repossess land from settlers who have failed to develop it within a required time frame. Under the resettlement program launched in 2021 to empower indigenous Zambians, land must be developed within 18 months of allocation. ZLA Executive Director Patrick Mitsole acknowledged that while repossession is in line with the legal procedures, the government must consider the financial difficulties that have made it challenging for many settlers to develop their land. He emphasized that forcing people off their land would only worsen their economic struggles. Mr. Mitsole further urged to settlers with the financial capacity to develop their lands to do so, as this would contribute to national development and increase revenue for the government.
Yeah, there are a number of challenges. Of course, we're talking about the poverty levels. Some people may actually may have financial challenges, and so they are not able to develop it. For that category of people, which would include persons with disabilities, it would include women, it would include just poor people. For those people, our appeal to government has been that they support those people through social cash, some social safety nets such as the social cash transfer and so forth, so that they can use those resources to develop that land. So government needs to protect the poor.
The Zambia National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has called on the government to improve the teachers' accommodation in rural areas, emphasizing that better living conditions are essential for attracting and retaining sectors in this region. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, ZANEC board chairperson Enrica was stressed that the poor state of teachers' housing in rural areas is discouraging professionals from taking up positions there. He noted that inadequate accommodation negatively impacts teachers' motivation and efficiency, ultimately affecting the quality of education for pupils. Mr. Kabo urged the government to prioritize the upgrade of teachers' living facilities, ensuring that they are very comfortable and conducive environments to work in. He also recommended introducing additional incentives beyond the rural hardship allowance to make rural teaching posts more attractive. Mr. Kabo emphasized that addressing these challenges will help bridge the teacher shortage gap in rural areas and enhance the overall quality of education across the country.
Developing areas that are underserviced in the country. You know that we have had rural areas for a long time, and most of the places that are called urban areas were developed by the colonial masters or the first, ruling party. And it's very important that we start thinking beyond just these national development programs from the perspective of urbanization, but also making sure that we transform rural areas into urban areas. And also in the short term, providing housing and other incentives for those workers, in those places.
And now, business news. Business news.
Trade expert Poster Jumbe has called on the government to expedite the establishment of a single trading system at border posts to streamline cross-border trade. In 2023, government announced plans to introduce a single trading system to enhance efficiency and facilitate smoother trade operations. However, Mr. Jumbe has expressed concern that while some progress has been made at few border posts, others, such as Sakanya, have not yet seen any developments. He emphasized the need for government to accelerate implementation of the system across all border points to ensure equitable trade facilitation for all traders. Meanwhile, Mr. Jumbe has also urged the government to strengthen regional integration by fostering closer economic ties with the neighboring countries. He noted that while Zambia should prioritize signing more trade agreements to boost regional commerce and enhance economic operation, he reiterated that a well-implemented single trading system and stronger regional trade partnerships would significantly benefit Zambia's economy and improve trade efficiency.
Cross-border traders, products from this country to this country.